masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your host, Zainab. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said, "The man who does not know the Imam of his time will die the death of an ignorant." But in this program, we try to make sure that you get the maximum information about the Imam of your time. Today, to discuss about Mehtaviyat, to discuss more on du'as, we have with us in studio Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So dear listeners, even in today's session, we are going to discuss about the content of Ziyarat Ali Yasin, which is highly recommended. And as Dr. Karimi said, that the content of the Ziyarah is very, very interesting. It contains 23 salams, 23 salutations. It refers to Imam with different titles. What are those titles? And the most interesting thing was that the dua contains 12 times the word haq, which means truth, and 12 times the word hujjah, which means proof. So what is this proof and what is this haq? So I would want you to explain the content of Ziyarat Ali Yasin as we left in the previous session.
We are talking about one of the most famous ziyarat for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, so it's very important for us to know what the content of this ziyarat is all about.
Yeah.
It consists of different parts and sections. As you rightly mentioned, in the first part, we are sending salam to the Imam, and about 23 salams. Half of them are talking about the different epithets and features of the Imam, and the other half are related about different estates of the Imam. I will explain. So first of all, let's talk about some of the titles and epithets as mentioned in this ziyara. One of them is Da'i Allah, which means the person who invites the people toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, I refer to that point which I shared in one of the previous sessions, that in all these texts of ziyarat, we are repeating the name of Allah so that we do not forget the fact that at the end of the day, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the great, or Allah is the greatest, or Allah is greater. Meaning that although we are referring to different characters of our Imam, but we shouldn't forget that Imam alayhi salam is not calling people toward himself. No, he is Da'i Allah. He is calling the people toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very meaningless for some anti-Shia groups to accuse Shia of polytheism.
All right.
When we are addressing our Imam, again, we are repeating and we are referring to the same fact that we do believe in the concept of monotheism. And that is why one of the title for the Imam that we mention in this ziyara is Da'i Allah. The Imam invites the people toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The following titles, all of them, many of them are related to, in one way or another, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, like Rabbaniya Ayateh. Ar-Rabbani is referring to a person like Lisanul Arab by Ibn Manzur, volume 1, page 404, he says that Ar-Rabbani is a person who is Al-Arifu Billahi Ta'ala, a person who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rasikh of Al-Ilm wa Ad-Din, a person who is firm in knowledge and religion.
Right.
So we'd call Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, who knows the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are admiring the Imam, but again, we refer to the same fact that we do believe in the concept of monotheism.
Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you here. We need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. You're listening to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the content of Ziyarat al-Yasin.
Another title is Babullah, the gate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people, many false claimants have come in the history of Islam to call themselves as Bab, the gate to the Imam or the gate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right.
The famous deviated group of Babiya, the founder, they claim the same. But here we put emphasize on the fact that Imam himself is the gate toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dayyana Dineh is another title. The author of Risalul Arab says that it was asked from some people about Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they say that after the Prophet, the Dayyan of this nation, the Muslim nation, is no one but Imam Ali alayhi salam. This is in Lisan al-Arab, volume 3, page 166. So Dayyan is the person by whom the religion of Allah is
known,
and is firm. And also, according to some scholars, it is referring to the judge, a person who is very knowledgeable about the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he can judge among the people according to that religion. The next title given to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is Khalifat Allah, the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many explanations about the concept of Khilafa or Caliphate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Prophet Adam alayhi salam, before the creation, he says that I'm going to put a vicegerent, a khalifa, on the earth.
Yes.
And we know about the objection of the angels. But the point is that we do not believe that all the human beings are khalifatullah. No. Chosen people are khalifatullah, and for sure the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are among the best people in this regard. Again, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeated here.
Getting repeated again and again.
We are referring to different titles of the Imam, but
yes,
so far
the titles
all of them
are taking us back to Allah.
Exactly. Nasir al-Haqqa is the next title, the person who helps the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hujjat Allah, the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, why the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt are called Hujja or proof? According to some verses of the Noble Book of Quran, Allah is not going to punish any nation without sending enough proof to him or her. So if we imagine that there are some people in the world that they have no access to religion, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to punish them on the Day of Judgment because enough proofs were not given to them so that they come to believe in the religion. So the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt are proofs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why? Because through them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can argue against the people that I have sent you my proofs. These are my proofs, the prophets and the Imams. And you do not have any excuse for rejecting the truth, for rejecting the religion. This is one of the explanations why the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt are called the divine proofs.
All right.
The next one is Dalil Iradatih. Again, it's talking about the Irada, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how we can recognize the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the guide? The Imam is the guide. The Imam is Dalil, the guide toward us knowing the Irada, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right.
Next is Taliya Kitabillah. Now, there are two explanations about this word, Tali. One of them is the one who recites. So it is referring to the fact that Imam is the best reciter of the Quran. Or it is referring to, it is taken from Telwashay, something which follows another thing. So it means that Imam is the one who comes after the Noble Book of Quran. We know that according to the famous narration of Thaqalain, we have two weighty things. One of them is the Book of God, and the other is the Ahlul Bayt,
who we need to hold firm, otherwise we'll go astray.
Exactly.
As the most famous hadith from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. Dr. Karimi, I'll be back with you on this note after a very short while. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio. The titles are given to Imam in this dua, they are taking us back to Allah, and it's a big answer to those claimants who call Shias as the grave worshippers, because everything, every salutation, every title that is given in these duas is actually referring back to Allah, is so much clearly explaining the concept of monotheism.
Thank you for that. As I mentioned in the famous hadith of Thaqalain, we have two weighty things. And the Holy Prophet, according to some narrations, he calls the Quran as the Thiqlul Akbar, the greatest weighty thing, and to the Ahlul Bayt as the Thiqlul Asghar, the smaller one. So here, Talia Kitabullah, according to another interpretation, is referring to that notion that the Book of God comes first, and then it is followed by the Imam, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, as Thiqlul Asghar. Another title is Tarjumana, the interpreter of the Noble Book of Quran. Now, unfortunately, in the history of Islam, we have had some people who said that Quran is enough for us. We are not in need of the imams
and
narrations
to
explain the verses. But the Quran itself says that أَنْدَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرِ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. O Prophet, we have sent you the Quran so that you explain to the people about the Quran. So the Quran itself says that Quran is in need of explanation. It doesn't mean that Quran cannot be understood without the explanation.
Mm-hmm.
It is, but it's not complete. So here another title for the Imam is Tarjumana. You are the one, you are the best interpreter of the Noble Book of Quran. It's been mentioned in other du'as and ziyarat as well. In one narration, in one du'a, the imams of the Ahlul Bayt are called as tarajimata wahyik, those people who are the best in interpretations of the revelation of the Noble Book of Quran. In that du'a, we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ahli baytih, O Allah, send blessings upon Muhammad and his progeny, Al-A'immat al-Hadiyyin al-Mahdiyyin, the Imams, the Guided Ones. And finally, we come to this part where we say, وَتَرَاجِمَةَ وَحْيَكَ. They are the interpreters and the people who explain your revelation, and that is the Noble Book of Quran.
All right.
وَعْدَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي ضَمِنَهُ is another title for the Imam in this ziyara, which means you are the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is guaranteed. So it is giving a hope to all the people that this promise that is coming of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his reappearance is guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So there is no doubt about that. Al-ilmu al-masbub, the knowledge which flows. It is referring to the great knowledge of the Imam alayhi salam. There are many narrations in this regard. Our dear listeners can refer to Al-Kafi, for example, by Sheikh Kunayni. Volume 1, page 222. Ar-Rahmatul Wasaha. This is very interesting. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is called as the, all-encompassing
blessings,
mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've mentioned in many sessions that unfortunately the picture that is given out of the Imam is a very
kind
negative
of very violent
one, out of violence. But in this ziyara, Imam is called Ar-Rahmatul Wasaha, the vast and all-encompassing mercy.
Yes.
Of course, he is the manifestation of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
In another narration, Imam Mahdi is called Ar-Rahmatul Lil Alameen. He is mercy not only to the Shia, not only to the Muslims,
but the universe.
Not only to the human beings. Rahmatul Lil Alameen, to all the
worlds,
including, even the animals, the plants, the galaxies. This is our responsibility, to tell the people that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is a rahmah, is a mercy for all the creatures.
Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for explaining these titles so beautifully. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio.